Hey y'all, thanks for joining us for this edition of the Rose Chat Podcast. On today's show, Paul Zimmerman joins Teresa in the studio to talk about an upcoming video premiere on August 22nd with Rose Rosette experts and a fundraising effort to help fund vital research for Rose Rosette disease. Y'all stay with us. The Rose Chat Podcast starts now.
It's time for the Rose Chat Podcast, a podcast dedicated to celebrating the world's most beloved flower, the rose. Join award-winning gardeners Chris Van Cleef and Teresa Byington as they chat with rose lovers and experts from around the globe. With each episode, you'll gain valuable knowledge and insights to achieve the rose garden you've always dreamed of. Listen now as we explore the world of roses.
Try Haven Brand Soil Conditioners, providing generations of gardeners with a truly all-natural alternative to chemical fertilizers with their line of composted manure and alfalfa teas. Easy to brew and use on all indoor and outdoor plants. Find them online at manuretea.com.
Hey, Paul, good to have you back on Rose Chat.
It's always good to be back on Rose Chat.
Yes, it is. Now, the last time you and I were here together, it was end of January, and we were happily talking about trips we were taking in 2020. I was heading to Panama into England, and you were sharing visions of English garden tours.
Yeah, and how long ago does that seem, doesn't it?
Years.
Yeah, it does. It does seem like a completely different lifetime ago, but yeah, we had I had a UK, United Kingdom garden tour planned, and we had people signed up and rearing to go. And, you know, March, when we realized what was going on, is when we pulled the plug. It is up for next year. We are taking reservations, and I'm just going to be optimistic and assume that we're going.
Oh, I hope so. You know, my babies are in that great place that we call England, so.
I know. I mean, I'm sure you and Greg had great plans to go visit with them and hang with them
and tour
gardens. And you must, you know, I'm sure you can Zoom and everything, but that's not the same thing.
It isn't. And we're grateful for what we have. And yes, we're just like everyone else. So, you know, we're missing our family something fierce.
Yeah, we are. But I mean, as I, you know, talked about and when I did the, gardening under COVID segment for you all, you know, I look at people, I think of people in cities and apartments and things like that. And I mean, I live on a farm. We have 27 acres. We're a rural area. I can go forever without seeing a human being. We're in a small town. So it's like, I'm not going to complain about anything because I don't have the right to at this point, in my opinion.
We're all healthy and we're going to just pray about that, that continues and all else is good.
Exactly.
So today we're going to talk about a new project that you're working on. It's not a pretty subject like garden tours, but it is a necessary one if you love roses. Yeah. So Rose Rosette Research. So what's going on?
Yeah, so Rose Rosette Research is obviously for Rose Rosette disease, which I'm sure most of your listeners are familiar with. But if you're not, it's a witch's broom with hyperthorniness and reddish foliage that occurs from a very specific mite that is windborne. It cannot fly. And it's around the country, mostly in the east portion of the country at this point. And there's a lot of being written about it by the garden literature media out there. And I felt a lot of it was fear-mongering to some degree. And some misinformation about, you know, this is going to kill the rose industry, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I've lived with Rose Rosette disease for close to 20 years. I'm in South Carolina. It's a hot spot. I manage it. As I say, I lose more roses to winter kill than Rose Rosette disease. So what I wanted to do was find a way to sort of counter that information. And video is my medium. I'm a visual person. I've got a background in television. That's where that comes from. So I contacted Dr. Mark Windham at the University of Tennessee, one of the country's leading RRD experts. And I know a friend of yours. Mm-hmm. And Mark then also brought in Dr. David Byrne from Texas A&M and Dr. Kevin Ong from Texas A&M. And so I did an outline for them about what we were going to do. Basically, you know, where did it come from? How does it spread? What do you do when you get it? Are there ways to prevent it? And then on my Facebook group, I had my group members just post questions that they wanted to ask. I want to get some general public questions as well. What resulted in this was a Zoom interview with the four of us together, David, Kevin, myself, and Mark. And then I've turned that into a video because Zoom allows you to video the actual conference itself. There's a lot of other visuals in there. For example, we discuss what's the difference between red new growth and rose rosette disease and there's visuals of both of them. What's the difference between herbicide damage and rose rosette disease? And so a lot of visuals have dropped in there because I have a background in editing. So that is, I was able to bring that to the play. The video is 50 minutes long. But for people so far who have seen it, they say it's a pretty quick 50 minutes.
Well, we're learning that lots of our meetings are 50 minutes, hour, hour and a half. We're getting used to watching these things. And, and you can pack a lot in 50 minutes, but it can also go very quickly.
Yeah, it can. And so I feel good about it. And like I said, people have seen it. So what it is, it's a video that basically just addresses the issue head on. We don't try to dance around it. We don't try to play it down. We just say, this is what it is. And this is the reality of it, but it doesn't mean you should stop growing roses. So that's the project, and that's really what we wanted to do. And I feel very comfortably that we've achieved that.
Well, there's so many things, you know, you talked about you hear fear-mongering, but there's just a lot of myths out there and things that we thought in the beginning of research and we know not to be true now. So this is such a great time when people are so focused on their gardens more than probably ever before. And so they're seeing things they may not have seen before. And so what a good time to dispel those myths. And really, we think that rose rosette is new, but it's not.
No, it's we covered in the beginning of the segment. Dr. Kevin Ong talked about this. It actually was first noticed, I believe it was 1940, in California, of all places. And then there's records of it moving slowly east and then really coming to the forefront probably back in the 70s is when really people began to really notice it in a much larger way. And now it's present. You know, it is out there. You know, you probably have seen it if you're in an area that has rose rosette disease, maybe not in your own garden, but maybe in a garden that's more public, you know, in a shopping mall or a median strip or something along those lines. So it's not a new disease, it has been around a while. And the main thing is just learning how to live with and work with it. It's like black spot in some ways, or you know, downy mildew in some ways. Once you know what to do about it, it's really not that big of a deal.
Well, as you know, Paul, I told you this morning that yesterday I walked by two roses. Actually, I was standing away from them, and it's roses I walk by every day. They outline my herb garden, and so I'm in there all the time, multiple times a day, obviously, to get things. But I saw something different. Wasn't a ton of something different, but on these roses that I see every day, it was something different. When I got close, I knew exactly what it was. And I have not had very much rose rosette. I have not had to deal with it very much and not for a very, very long time. So, you know, through the years, I've grown roses for a long time. So through the years, I've seen most everything. And so I knew what it was. And I even sent it to Mark just to get that extra, you know, So I took care of it. Wasn't that difficult. I had to say goodbye, but that means I get to say hello to something else. And there are no end to beautiful roses that you can say hello to.
Yeah, Mark talked about that at the very end. He said, you know, the thing about rose rosette disease, if you do get it and you take the plant out, all of a sudden now you have an excuse to buy a new rose, which I think we as rosarians are always looking for. And but you did, you know, not to give too much away of the video, but you did something that Mark and Kevin and Dave talked about pretty repetitively in the video, in the sense that monitoring your garden is the best thing you can do. That's the first line of working with rose rosette and really anything that comes into your garden, if you think about it. So be out there on a constant basis. I mean, you know, which we want to do anyway. So that's the first thing to do. And the other thing that I would advise you do is start walking upwind and see if you can find maybe a multiflora or something that's seeded, or find a rose that's infected. And I'll give this from a very practical standpoint. Rosa multiflora, which is one of the roses that catches rose rosette disease fairly easily, it seeds wildly, at least in the southeast, and I think other parts of the country. And so that tends to be how it hopscotches. This mite can't fly, so it has to be windborne. So I very rigorously go check my fields, which are upwind of my rose gardens. And if I find multiflora, inevitably it's got RRD in it, and I'm going to make sure that I take it out or rogue it out, as Mark talks about. And that's one of the things that you can do if you find it, is go figure out where is it coming from, and just go head upwind, because that's probably where those mites are being blown in from.
Absolutely. I've had lots of different diseases in my garden, and they've given me a lot more trouble than rose rosette has, but we do want to be vigilant. Now, you've talked about this video. How can we see this video?
Yeah, so the video is going to be on my YouTube. It's on my YouTube channel, which is just Paul Zimmerman Roses Consulting and Design. And it's going to premiere on August 22nd at 2 p.m. It's called an instant premiere on YouTube. And that opens up a chat room feature so people can watch it together. I know Mark and Kevin will definitely be on the chat feature. David's daughter's coming in that day, so he may or may not join us. But it's just sort of a way to do an instant premiere. And the other thing that we're doing for this is we're using this to actually raise money for research that the guys are doing. And specifically for two gardens, one at Texas A&M, which is David and Kevin, and then one at University of Tennessee, which is Mark. And these are gardens that have been there for about 10 years. They have an enormous amount of rose rosette research in them in terms of plants that are trying to find what plants are more immune to them. Can they have a breeding program that maybe affects that? There's just a lot of work that's gone into these gardens. And they are normally, their program is funded through a federal grant called from the Specialty Crops Research Initiative. And they didn't get it last year for whatever reason, we don't know. We know a lot of grants were not handed out last year. So when I did the video and I learned about this, I said, you know what, guys, how about if we try to raise some money for research? So our goal is $200,000. Their full program is about almost a little over half a million, but $200,000 is specifically for these research gardens. And I approached my good friend, our good friend, Pat Shanley, who's the director of the American Garden Rose Selections. And that's who's actually doing the fundraiser. They're a nonprofit. And we felt that was a better way to go than me hosting it or someone else hosting it. So it's being hosted by the American Garden Rose Selections. And that is on Charity GoFundMe. But the easiest thing to do is go to my YouTube channel, find the video. In the description of the video, there's a link to the Charity GoFundMe page. The Charity GoFundMe page is live now, and that is Charity GoFundMe, not the regular GoFundMe. It's a different one. And the reason we're using it as a nonprofit is that basically there's no processing fee. So 100% of the money is going to go to these gardens. And that's basically it. So the easiest thing, like I said, go to my YouTube channel and look at it there. You can click on a button to be alerted when the instant premiere comes along, and hopefully you'll join us for that. If not, the video will be available on demand after the instant premiere as well. But that's the best way to stay involved and take a look at the video and donate some money to help these guys keep this research going, which is, for anybody who loves roses, this is incredibly important research.
Oh, it is. It is incredibly important. And so much has been done, and we don't want that to stop. We do not want
exactly.
that to stop.
Yeah, if these gardens go down, they're going to lose 10 years worth of work, and they have to start all over again.
Wow.
Oh. Yeah.
That is not what we want to happen.
No, it's not.
Oh, my goodness. All the work that's gone into it. And we've just come so far. Well, Paul, this is great. And I love, didn't you say there would be a chat feature?
Yes, there is. During the instant premiere, there's a chat feature. And like I said, Kevin and Mark will definitely be there. David's going to try to be there. And so you'll be able to ask questions and chat and give feedback. And that's what's kind of this instant premiere has unique to YouTube that a regular YouTube video doesn't have. So that's going to be August 22nd at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Obviously available from any listeners from all over the world can certainly join in with us. And just one other thing I want to mention as well, because I'm in the industry. It's easy for me to say, as you know, but there are no sponsors for this video. I didn't approach anybody to sponsor the video. I did it completely on my own. I directed, edited, and produced it myself. And I did that because I wanted this to be a neutral conversation, although it's not influenced by any outside forces. I just wanted the factual information to get out there. And these three guys obviously, you know, delivered.
Well, they absolutely do. And Paul, you've been delivering too. I tell you, you do wonderful things on Paul Zimmerman. Is it Rose Gardening Group? Is that the full name?
Yeah, the Facebook group is Paul Zimmerman Roses Gardening. It's a Facebook group that's available to everybody. And we're having a blast with it. It's about gardening with roses. It's not about fussy. It's my philosophy. Anybody who's ever watched a video of mine or read a book or whatever. And I've tried to make a safe place for people to come who are new to roses and who maybe have some of those basic questions, because I had heard about people going on some of the other groups, not all of them, obviously, but, you know, just kind of being talked down to. And I say, you know, no question is too basic. And if we're going to have to answer that question 100 times over a year, we'll answer it 100 times over a year. And we talk about perennials and plants and gardening with roses. And we also talk about RRD, rose rosette disease. Mark Windham is a member of the group, and I frequently tag him when people post pictures of, is this rose rosette? Is this not rose rosette? And Mark inevitably very quickly jumps in with answers and information. And that's been just a great resource. And I do have a lot of Rose professionals in the group that I can tag to come in and identify, help identify issues and things that are going on or answer questions.
Yeah, it's really good for that. I mean, you do see beautiful roses and that's wonderful, but it definitely is a working group. We are helping each other and learning from each other. So that's excellent. And another great resource, go ahead and tell them about your book. So it is an excellent resource to have on your shelf.
Yeah, the book is called Everyday Roses, published by Taunton Press, I think about 5 or 6 years ago. It's available in Kindle anymore. They don't do it in print anymore as more books are going electronic. You can get it at Amazon.com. And the Kindle version is certainly just as good as the regular one, but it's just my approach to rose growing, everyday roses, which is just basically, you know, roses are plants, they're flowering shrubs, you know, work with the soil, prepare the soil. That to me is still the most important thing. Cause if I'm out in my garden and my roses aren't doing well, there's two things I look at right away. I look at the pH. That's the first culprit. And then I also dig a hole. And if I don't see earthworms and activity in my soil, I know my soil for some reason has started to kind of like die out a little bit. And I'll go get like a microbial drench or sort of a soil enhancer and put that in there. And I actually did that earlier this year. I had some pH issues, which I solved. And I saw my, so I did a drench of that with a product that I have, and you can get all kinds of different ones. And when I went to plant some roses the other day, I actually had to literally shovel worms out of the hole before I could put the plant back in the ground. So that tells me that my soil's happy and I can see my plants. Yeah. Oh, earthworms are just, you know, a gardener's delight.
Oh my goodness. I love hearing stories like that, that you go from a problem to inviting all those little earthworms in.
Yeah, it is. And we talk about that in the Facebook group a lot when people post pictures of things. The first thing I tell them, check your pH. You know, a pH meter is your friend. And check your soil. Start with that. Start with a soil sample if you have to, because inevitably it's the soil.
Yep, it is. It is. It all goes back to the soil. Now, I do enjoy seeing those beautiful rose pictures, but I can tell you that it would be great with me if we would see a little bit more of those adorable pups, too.
Poppy and Posy. I know. Yeah, you see them on my personal page, but
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I see it come in and I forget where it's coming from, but oh my gosh. Friends, you just need to go and see Paul's adorable little pups. They are just dynamite.
Yeah, they're a hoot. They we got them we had a dog named Bonnie who passed at 15 about 3 or 4 years ago. And we had another rescue dog named Rosie. They were both Jack Russells. And Rosie also passed, and Pam and I were like, well, maybe we'll take a break and not get a dog for a while. And, you know, maybe we can do some traveling because we have horses as well. My wife rides and teaches dressage. And so getting off the farm together is not easy. And we don't board our dogs. We just won't do that. So that's what we talked about. And then so Pam's, you know, scrolling through the Greenville Animal Shelter, which was a mistake. Up come these two dogs, one after the other, that were almost spitting images of the dogs that we had just recently lost. And so Pam showed him to me. We're like, okay, we'll go down, you know, and I'm with her on the way. So we went down to Greenville Animal Shelter and we met them. And actually the place was closed that day for an emergency, but they allowed us to meet them when we told them the story and showed them photos of our dogs. And they had just been turned in. They're sisters, they're litter mates. And so they said, you want to take them home and foster them? And because the owners have 5 days to come. Greenville Animal Shelter is a no-kill shelter. And the owners have 5 days. So we take them home. I'm actually in New Jersey for 2 days on Monday and Tuesday doing a project with a delegation from China on a rose project that they asked me to put together. And I get a call on Monday saying that the owners had shown up. And we're like, oh no. So I called Pam and I said, you know, the owners have shown up and we have to do the right thing and bring them back. 20 minutes later, I get a call. I happen to be on my lunch break at this point. I get a call from the shelter as well. And they said, the owners have surrendered them. They were looking for someone to adopt them anyway. And when we told them that you wanted to adopt them, what kind of home you were going to give them, they've surrendered them. So they're yours. So that's how they came into our life. And they are wide open. They're nuts. They're about 30 pounds each. Hound, more hound than terrier. Even though Poppy has a terrier personality, and anyone who's ever owned a terrier knows exactly what I'm talking about. But they're just loving, happy, goofy, silly dogs, and we absolutely adore them. On 27 acres with 3 horses and 4 cats, the place seemed empty without dogs on the property.
I'm sure. Paul, this has been great. We're so excited about August 22nd. So
yes.
Friends, tune in, get your questions answered. I think it's going to be a time where, It will be for beginners, it will be for intermediates, and it'll be for those of us who've been growing for a long time, because these things, they do change, and we are learning and learning new things. And so we want to keep up.
Yeah, and there is. It's, and even though there are three university professors, we kept it conversational. I worked with them and I said, guys, this isn't a lecture. This is a conversation for, you know, for gardeners out there. So if you're new to roses and you've heard about Rose Rosette, you're going to get a ton of questions answered. And we just keep it very basic and just, you know, again, stick to what the knowledge that you need to know. But I think it's going to make you feel a whole lot better if you've been reading things and a little bit worried. So absolutely join us. You know, like I said, my YouTube channel is the best place to go to. You can also go to my Facebook group. It's there. You know, it's being posted everywhere, the link. But hopefully we'll see you on August 22nd at 2 p.m. That'd be great.
Well, if Mark Windham is involved, there will be laughter.
No, we laugh. We had some. Yeah, yeah, we did. Yeah. Yeah.
Paul's there. Mark's there. There's laughter.
Yeah. Yeah. I've known Mark a long time, so we were very comfortable. And Dave and Kevin, I had met them briefly before, but, you know, we all settled in. And these three guys have known each other a whole long time. And so it's a very fun, spirited conversation that, and I think folks are going to love it.
Great. Well, thanks, Paul. And friends, thank you for joining us for another Rose Chat. We hope you and your loved ones are well and safe. And until next time, happy gardening from your friends at Rose Chat.
You've been listening to the Rose Chat podcast with Chris Van Cleve and Teresa Byington, expert rose gardeners who want to help you achieve the rose garden of your dreams. Don't miss an episode. Listen anytime on our website at rosechatpodcast.com or listen on the go via the Rose Chat app on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Share this podcast with your social networks and join us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by using the hashtag RoseChat. Join us next time for another edition of the Rose Chat Podcast. The Rose Chat Podcast is a production of the Rose Chat Media Group, Birmingham, Alabama.